Chapter 6. Sarah King was out enjoying the tourist sights in Jerusalem and was standing near a famous temple, listening to the water in the fountains. The place was calm and peaceful, although there were other tourists walking around. Then suddenly she heard loud footsteps, and the Boynton family appeared. Lennox and Raymond were helping Mrs. Boynton to walk. Nadine and Mr. Cope followed behind them, and Carol came last. As they were leaving, Carol saw Sarah, and after a pause ran towards her.
I must speak to you, said Carol nervously. My brother Raymond didn't mean to be rude to you last night. Please believe me.
At first, Sarah thought that Carol was being ridiculous, but then she realized that something was wrong with the girl. Carol was afraid, and her face was white.
Do tell me about it, said Sarah gently. It sounds so stupid, said Carol excitedly. I know Ray would like to talk to you, but it's our mother. She isn't well. And she doesn't like us to have friends. We're a strange family.
Carol looked around nervously.
I must go now, she added.
Can't you stay and talk to me? Asked Sarah.
No, I can't, said Carol. My mother...
It's sometimes difficult for parents to realize that their children are grown up, said Sarah calmly. Why don't you just tell your mother what you want to do?
Carol's hands twisted nervously.
You don't understand, she said. Before her marriage, my mother, well, she's my stepmother, really, worked in a prison. That's what our lives are like. It's like being locked up in prison.
She looked around nervously again.
I must go.
Sarah held Carol's arm to stop her leaving.
Come to my room after you go to bed, said Sarah. Come and talk to me. I'm in room number 319.
Then she let go of Carol's arm, and the girl quickly ran off. Sarah stood staring after her. She was interrupted by the arrival of Dr. Gerard, and Sarah told him what had just happened. Dr. Gerard was interested.
So, Mrs. Boynton worked in a prison, he said. That explains a lot of things. She has always wanted to have power over people. She did then, and she does now. She likes to hurt people and make them suffer.
That sounds horrible, exclaimed Sarah. Why don't they all leave her? Escape and be free.
Dr. Gerard shook his head.
They can't leave now, he said. Remember that Mrs. Boynton has controlled them since they were children. They believe that they have to do everything she says. Oh, I know most people would say that was nonsense, but you and I are doctors. We know it can happen. Now they are too afraid to be free.
What will happen when she dies? Asked Sarah.
It depends, replied Dr. Gerard. If Mrs. Boynton died now, the younger members of the family could become normal. But I think it may be too late to help Lennox. He doesn't seem to have any hope.
How can Mrs. Boynton hurt her own family like that? Said Sarah passionately. It shouldn't be allowed. Someone should stop her.